It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalists, Beth Love, who turned a pickup line about dance pants into a career, and Mark Ispass, who just wants everyone to be able to ride bikes and take the train. Puzzaker Archung, take it away.
Thanks, Ophira. Beth and Mark, your final round is in honor of Florida and is called FLA to Win. Every answer contains the consecutive letters FLA. So, for example, if I said it's an insurance company whose mascot is a talking duck, once voiced by Gilbert Gottfried, you'd answer Aflac. Our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube and a copy of Hunger, a memoir of my body, signed by Roxane Gay. We roll the 20-sided die backstage, and Mark is going first. Here we go. Mark, blending into one's surroundings, usually in the context of hunting or combat.
Camouflage.
That is correct. Beth, seen falling from the sky during winter, it's become a word used to insult people for appearing too sensitive or self-involved.
Snowflake.
That is correct. Mark, also seen during winter, it's a fabric often used in shirts with a plaid pattern.
Flannel.
That is correct. Beth, these fibrous seeds are an ingredient in cereals like kashigolin.
Flax.
That is correct. Mark, it's the full name of vitamin B2.
Riboflavin.
That is correct. Beth, in biology, a whip-like appendage found on some cells.
Flagellum.
That is right. Mark, in the movie Office Space, it's what Jennifer Aniston's character was required to wear as a server at Tchotchke's.
Flair.
That is right. Beth, it's a medical term for intestinal gas that is being expelled.
Flatulence.
That's right. We're at the halfway point. The game is tied at 4 points each. Mark, it's the nickname for the football pressure scandal involving Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Deflategate.
That's right. Beth, the NBA's official rules define this as unnecessary and or excessive contact committed by a player against an opponent.
Flab grabbing.
That would be amazing. I'm sorry, the answer is flagrant foul. Mark, the Public Enemy rapper known for wearing a clock as a necklace and for his role on reality dating shows.
Flavor Flav.
That's right. Beth, the stage name of Joseph Sadler, the DJ who performed with the Furious Five. Sorry, 3 seconds.
Flavor Man.
I'm sorry, we're looking for Grandmaster Flash. So here's the situation. The score is 6-4. Mark, if you get this question right, you win. In the Roaring Twenties, a woman who listened to jazz and wore short skirts.
Flapper.
That's right.
Beth, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mark.
That is
our show. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Archung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Andrew Kane and senior writers Karen Lurie and Josiah Madigan. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katziff, Travis Larchuk, Julia Melfi, Denny Shin, Ramel Wood, and our intern Madeline Kaplan, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Valve Tone Recordings and Rick Kwan. We'd like to thank The Hard Rock Live,
Dark Rich Love,
WMFE Orlando,
MFU,
and our production partner, WNYC.
YCNW.
I'm Harriet Begonias.
Vera Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.